A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And welcome to the post-match podcast. Liverpool have beaten Manchester United by 2-0. There's loads of very happy fans around Anfield. Here's one of them. It's Paul Machin with his match reaction.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool just beating Man United by 2-0. Genuinely incredible. What a mad world we live in, that I'm sat here, well, stood here, post-match, and I was... There was a moment where we were a bit wasteful. We were wasteful in front of goal. We should have absolutely buried them within the first 5 minutes of the second half. And you started thinking, I was stood in the cup and I was thinking, oh, maybe it's not our day. Maybe it's not our day. And yet, we were 1-0 up against Man United. That's how far we've come. That I was disappointed that we didn't snot them off the park 5-0. That's how far we've come and that's how far they've fallen.
Manchester,
it's fantastic.
It's
full of shit. Great performance by the Reds though again. Showed the dominance, showed the class. Gini Wijnaldum was outstanding in midfield. Jordan Henderson, outstanding in midfield. We dealt with them at the back. And the only time that the game sort of listed towards them with about 10 minutes to go, because they threw everything at us, everything they had. I've seen this. Liverpool used to do this when Roy Hodgson was in charge. We'd be crap for 80 minutes and they'd throw all the attacking lads on and cross fingers and hope something would happen. And that's what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is to Manchester United. He's Roy Hodgson to them and that's all they've got. And you know what? Yeah, it was a bit cheeky. And I had a few negative comments and a few people going, moaning and groaning. You know, the worst case was going to happen there, they might have equalised. And what would we have done? We'd have just gone down the other end and scored anyway. Mo Salah should have had the game dead and buried. Missed an absolute sit in the first half. But I think he's just done that for the drama, right? Yeah. He's just done that for the drama. He's decided what's the best way that this game can end. We've had the disappointment of having 2 goals ruled out. Best thing he can do is shave it to the last kick of the game. Just ball over the top of Alisson Becker and then slot it. And then basically, Alisson. Yeah, exactly. The most dramatic and most interesting way possible. And look, we said it. Yeah, he was class. So pleased how the Reds conducted themselves today. United gave us absolutely everything they've got, and that is all they've got. And we still beat them 2-0, and they're still shit, and we're still boss, and we're comfortably top of the table. 16 points clear at the top of the Premier League with a game in hand. With a game in hand. Now, we heard it on the cop for the first time, and I didn't truly believe it. It's amazing how things come organic. Liverpool have been very, very clever in how we conducted ourselves. We've been singing about being top of the league, and we shall continue.
We're
going to continue to
win the league.
Yeah, we're going to win the league. Drop a like on this video, subscribe to the Red Men TV YouTube channel, and head over to my channel for the match vlog. Woo! See you all soon, Tana.
We are champions, champions of Europe! We are champions, champions of Europe!
And here I am, I'm rather happy. I'm having a little sing-song with my mates, and it's been fantastic. Oh, and welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool beating Manchester United to stay top of the Premier League. We won 2-0.
Liverpool
top the league!
Liverpool top the league!
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will be dining out on that. He's bought himself another 2 weeks in the job with that type of a performance against Liverpool. And here's the difference between Liverpool and United, other than about 60 points in the league. It's the fact that that's their cup final now. Them coming here and putting probably one of their best performances in is their cup final. That's what we've done to them. That's what we've done to the rest of the league right now. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's bought himself time in the job from a 2-0 victory, a 2-0 loss even against Liverpool, and he's going to buy time in the hot seat of Manchester United with a 2-0 loss. It's an absolute disgrace that that club has fallen so far, and it's friggin' hilarious that, that it's happened while we're this good. And now you got to believe us,
and now you got to believe us, we're going to win the league, we're going to win the league, we're going to win the league, and now you got to believe us, and now you got to believe us, now you got to believe us, we're going to win the league.
By a country fucking mile, we're going to win this league. We are going to win this league by 40 points. We're going to go undefeated. We're going to be invincibles. We're going to be centurions. And we're going to be fucking unbearable while we do it at the same time. That's what Liverpool have done. This Liverpool side under Jurgen Klopp, there's no one like them. No team in world football is like this Liverpool side. My word. The performance that we put in there, I'm telling you,
champions of Europe! We are the champions, 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 champions of Europe!
And the fucking world champions, and we're going to be Premier League champions. That's what we're going to do. We're never going to stop. We are never going to stop. This Jurgen Klopp side is the greatest Liverpool side I've ever fucking seen. Look what he's done to us. Look what he's done to Liverpool and Liverpool fans. We fucking love Jurgen Klopp. We love this Liverpool side, and we fucking hate Manchester United. Like the video, subscribe to Red Men TV, because we're winning this fucking league. And of course, here is a clip from the instant match reaction. The full 10-15 minute show is available on the redmentv.com. It's £5 a month. You get 30 hours of free entertainment in that free month. Then, as I say, it is just £5 a month. But here's a clip from it. Check it out.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. 16 points clear, man. I mean, look, you know,
Everyone drew. And lost.
Yeah, it's just...
And Vardy missed the pen.
It's not...
And Man United the crap.
Yeah, it's... All those things are factually correct. It's amazing. It's just 16 points clear. I never, ever dreamed we'd be in this position. And, you know...
When Liverpool were going to win the league, it was supposed to be like Aguero when City won it.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the
After
last,
all this time.
Last game of the season and probably goal difference just to make doubly sure. Yeah. And who knew that we were just going to win almost every single game that we play for a year?
Look, it's, I mean, you say that, but, you know, it's been coming for the last 18 months how good this Liverpool side is. And we you know, sing from the heavens every single week about how good we are. But today, you know, it's absolutely no luck that Liverpool keep winning football games like this, because, you know, United dug in a little bit towards the end of the second half and they put a bit of pressure on, and they made probably some changes that were probably the right changes for them to try and get a goal. But Liverpool are just so resolute, and we had the chances early on in the second half to kill the game, and we didn't quite manage to do it, but we went and got that second goal at the end. And I've got to say, the release in that ground, you know, it's as good as anything I've seen this season. It's been fantastic.
That's it. And there you go, Liverpool top of the league. I've said this about four times, by 16 points with a game in hand. Have that, Manchester United and the rest of England.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.